So a question to begin this section of our service tonight. What is the most important book in Judaism? What's the most important text that we have? I'll give you a hint. We have about four of them here in an ark behind us and one in an ark in the back room. I'll give you another hint. Owen's going to read from one of them tomorrow. What's the most important text that we have? The Torah, exactly right. That was the easy one. Here's the next question. What is the second most important book that we have? What do you think the second most important book that we have? What do you think? Ah, the Siddur. See, I thought we were going to get a lot more right to the answer. Fantastic. Right? You might say the Talmud with all of Jewish laws, or you might say the commentators on the Torah, or you might say, I don't know, your favorite book of Midrashim, or the book that I will someday probably never write. But no, that's exactly right. The Siddur is our second most important book. And so it's no wonder that the ancient rabbis wanted to make a direct connection between the two, between the Torah and between the Siddur. So through some close reading and some very clever Hebrew wordplay, there's a teaching from the rabbis through a gift of Midrash, a story about the stories in the Torah that says, Jacob, our ancestor Jacob, instituted the evening service. He created the Maariv service like we have right now. Isaac, our ancestor Isaac, created the afternoon service. And it was Abraham himself, in a verse that's in our Torah portion, actually this very week, Abraham himself instituted the morning service. Three services, three patriarchs, each one of them creating a tie, a connection between Torah and our Siddur. Now, did they really, like, did Jacob have a youth choir and great musicians and PowerPoint slides and technology and students and ushers and everything? Probably not. Maybe. But the connection is what's important, because it highlights how central the prayer book truly is, how central, how important a role the Siddur can be. The Siddur, our prayer book, is a record of our people's efforts to communicate with God, to guide us in how we connect with God, with our community, and with ourselves as well. I once asked a group of students, what's in a Siddur? What do you think their number one answer was? Prayers, words, right? But once we got past that, they said some really lovely things. They said, what's in a Siddur? Words that help me sing with all my heart. Words that remind me of my Jewish ancestors. Words that make me think about God. Words that help me understand what it means to be Jewish. Words that make me feel better when I'm feeling down, or give me ideas about how to fix the world, or help me thank God for the wonderful things in my life. Words that make me reflect about myself or remember the people that I love. Words that make me feel positive about the future. Words that help me talk to God. All of those are pretty good answers. All of those contained in one book, in our prayer book, our Siddur. Now, our sixth graders have been on their Jewish journeys for a good while now, but they are heading on to this new part of their path, preparing not just to participate in prayer, but to lead it, to create worship opportunities for others, just like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And if you can help me with the PowerPoints and the technology, that'd be a big plus too. Tonight, our sixth graders will receive the Siddur that they will use throughout their Jewish life from this point forward, including in the next 12 to 18 months when they stand here on the Bima like Owen will tomorrow to become bar or bat mitzvah. They have created or will create a pretty cover for it with the concept of Hidur mitzvah, beautifying a mitzvah. And to make it even more special, along the spine of each Siddur is embossed their Hebrew name. And to make it even more special beyond that, students, you may not know this, but when you receive your Siddur, on the inside flap is a special prayer to mark this moment that was crafted by your parents just for you, just for today. So our Siddur is a guidebook for how you connect with God, how you connect with each other, how you connect with yourself. And our sages teach that reaching in any one of those directions truly enables us to reach in all three. So I'm going to invite our sixth grade teachers forward to help me for just a minute handing these out. I'm going to invite, let's give directions carefully. Students, come up with your green sheets. Parents, come up with your purple sheets. Come and get your C-door. And then as students and parents, as a family, let's line up on or in front of the risers right here. Every sixth grader should now have their prayer book. Every sixth grader should now have parent or parents with them. Parents, you're going to want to be near your child for this. Students, you're going to want to have that green sheet. Parents, you're going to want to have the purple sheet. We consecrate this moment. We consecrate this moment through a couple of different prayers. The first actually is going to be the congregations, which I'll lead. Then parents, we will have an opportunity to offer a prayer, and then students an opportunity to offer our prayer. But a blessing from our congregation first. I'll read the main parts, you read the italics parts, everybody. We are taught, you shall know the God of your ancestors. Serve God with a whole heart and a willing mind. If you seek God, you will find God. The Siddur is a record of our people's conversation with God. It expresses our needs, our hopes, our dreams. It reflects the Jewish soul like no other book. Those who rise from prayer, better people, their prayers were answered. May the words of our mouths, meditations of our hearts, always be acceptable to you, O God. May we and the world be sustained by our continuing study of Torah, by our growing knowledge and practice of prayer, and through our deeds of loving kindness, and let us all say, Amen. Parents, if you will look not at me and not at screens, but at your purple sheet, but more importantly, at your child. And as parents, we're going to offer this prayer together. We'll read as best we can all together. 1, 2, 3, go. O God, give thanks for the wonderful privilege of seeing our children grow day by day. We thank you for the health and strength you have given, for the mind and spirit you have endowed. We pledge to stand with our children as they explore the prayers of our people. We promise to nurture their spiritual growth by worshiping together as a family and as a community. May this prayer book help guide my child. May its words bring meaning to their life. May it bring my child to a better understanding of their place in the world. And may its prayers draw my child closer to you. Amen. Parents, if you'll hand the prayer book to our students. Students, before you open it up to read your personal blessing, I'm going to invite you to turn to the green sheet. I'll read it along with you. But all of our students on the green sheet together, 1, 2, 3, go. Dear God, thank you for our parents. Thank you for our families. They help us to know the right things to do. They guide us to become great people. We are proud to receive our Seder Reem, to continue to study the prayers of our people. We are conversation between the Jewish people and God. We will be partners with our parents as we explore the words and meanings of our prayers. We promise to be your partner, O God, in making our world a better place. Always be acceptable to you. May you bless us and our families and our world. Amen. May these Siddurim always be helpful guides to you and to your families and to our communities in our relationship with God. One more prayer and blessing to say, the one we use for happy occasions and reaching momentous times like this. Ata Adonai Elohim Melech HaOlam Shehechiyanu Vekiyanu Vehegiyanu Hazman Hazeh Amen. Sixth graders, congratulations and Mazel Tov. Sixth grade families, you may all return back to your seats.